Aden Duale is at COP29 as Kenya's Environment Cabinet Secretary. During an online panel at the Climate Summit on Thursday, he said there's too much talk about what Africa should do to stop burning fossil fuels, such as coal. Instead, there first should be more discussion about wealthy nations cutting their fossil fuel use and helping Africa cut in the future.
Countries like Kenya haven't contributed to the problem. Why would you transfer responsibility to them of cutting emissions? Actually, we do not have emissions to cut. What we have here is to avoid future emissions. And that's why we are calling on the global players. Even if you cut emissions in your own country and leave us dependent on fossil fuel, you are not solving the problem.
Highly industrialized nations acknowledge they've contributed the most to climate change because the gases they've emitted trap heat in the Earth's atmosphere. This causes weather patterns to change. Rains at times are heavier than usual, causing flooding. Hotter, drier conditions lead to intense droughts. The poor in Africa pay the heaviest price when their crops fail and their homes are destroyed. Wealthy nations have pledged $100 billion a year to help less developed countries build infrastructure that's more resilient to extreme weather and to fund renewable energy systems. But they acknowledge that isn't enough. African countries say they need more than $1 trillion every year. However, there's no sign of consensus about this, says Duale, and time is running out.
We all of us have to move in a collective action. And since we do not have much resources to invest in the potential that we have in terms of renewables and all that, that's why we need this international cooperation, a framework that is going to make available these resources for Kenya to invest in its renewables, to invest in its arable land for food sovereignty, for energy sovereignty, to help Kenyan people and African people to be able to overcome the challenges presented to them by climate.
He's concerned that some rich countries want to evade their responsibilities by controlling global carbon emission markets. These were established after the International Climate Agreement reached in 1997. These markets put a price tag on carbon emissions. They reward nations and businesses that reduce their emissions and create financial penalties for those that continue to pollute the atmosphere. In Baku, African delegates are frustrated that the leaders of the 13 largest carbon-polluting countries are not attending. Many delegates say this complicates efforts to create a comprehensive climate financing agreement. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.